Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong discusses the enigma of Jesus Christ and the cultural phenomenon of the Jesus movement. He also offers you a free booklet which everyone should read. It's called The Real Jesus.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Jesus Christ Superstar, are you really who you say you are? The rock opera that has taken the Jesus movement by storm is a very revealing show. It asks a lot of questions, and by implication at least, it answers quite a few of them. Jesus dies at the end, but I guess we're not to worry about his resurrection. He's told by the other characters in the play to knock it off. He's made his point. He can't be expected to go the whole route and die. He even tells his father that, inspired as he was when he went into the bargain, things are going a bit too far. Meanwhile, his disciples decide they'll write it all up so their names will go down in history. And Mary Magdalene, who is supposed to be his girlfriend in the play, mops his brow, and Judas Iscariot leaps around in a silver-colored jockstrap. It's all a very enormously entertaining thing. When I saw it, I walked out muttering to myself, hey, that was great entertainment, a few cute songs, but you ought to read the book. It's interesting that this show has been so popular with the new young converts who make up the Jesus movement. It seems to me to present a Jesus with a lot less courage and personal determination than some of the kids themselves have. The one I saw, and there are a lot of different versions in different countries, had the Jesus part played by a wispy-haired, thinning, balding blonde with a little stringy beard who barely looked like he was able to sustain himself alive, who was probably all of 5'6" and a half, and had a squeaky falsetto voice and was tromping around in Japanese shower sandals and a spoiled white robe. I mean, if you got a shirt back from the laundry that looked like that white robe did, you would really go out of your mind. You'd be down there demanding that they do it again, or better yet, that they buy you a new shirt. Anyhow, I saw the thing, so I know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen it, you should, because even if you're not a member of the Jesus movement, it's highly educative. It's especially funny when you see the scene of Judas going to hell right there in front of your eyes, when the stage just lets go and the red lights play on his body. You know, there's a very interesting story in all of this. The Jesus movement, it's reaction, you know, it really is. It's reaction against hollow ceremony. It's reaction against the idea of a little harmless baby. It's reaction against the nihilism of a kind of a painted Christ on a cross who is there looking sadly down, dying, watching his admirers fleeing to the hills. The formalism of the mainstream of religion, the parables and the simple little stories and the memorizations of the psalms and the hymns and the moralizing. No, Jesus Christ Superstar puts him where he is. It's another attempt by young people to have a relevant Christ, a relevant Jesus. Now, I'm no drama critic. I just want to take a look at some of these various versions of Jesus because the youngsters are supposed to be rebelling against the establishment, the system, and everything it stands for. But I've always said, fine. There's a great deal in the establishment that needs to be rejected. But the thing I can't figure out is, as long as you're going to reject the establishment, why turn on with the establishment Jesus? Why not find the real Jesus and turn on with him, and you'll find that he is anti-establishment, all right. You ought to write for a free booklet called The Real Jesus. It goes into many a facet of the life and personality of Jesus and asks and answers many questions. As I've said earlier in this series, I'm not trying to knock the kids of the Jesus movement or to impugn their sincerity or discourage them or anything else. I've investigated him and I've studied the history of his times and have taken a long calculated look at what it says. It will amaze you. You read it. It's called The Real Jesus.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, The Real Jesus, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.